Hello, everyone. You are tuning into another podcast from Linkable. This is episode one on climate change. I'm Samira, and I'm here with Umi, Othello, Ruth Jalsa, and Amaya. Umi, my one question for you is, what is climate change?
Climate change refers to long-term shifts in temperature and weather patterns. These shifts may be natural, such as through variation in the solar circle. But since the 1800s, human activities have been the main driver of climate change, primarily due to burning fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas. Burning fossil fuel generates greenhouse gas emissions that act like a blanket wrapped around the Earth, trapping the sun's heat and raising temperature. Passing on to Ruth Jalsa to get her thoughts on what's happening in Philly right now.
Thank you, Umi, for the introduction. Going off what she said on the last sentence, I hope, about how the sun is basically trapping inside of the Earth's atmosphere, I feel like lately what's been going on with the temperature in Philadelphia, last week it was like 71 degrees, and then today it was like 20. So it's just basically going on and off. One day it's like spring day, and then the next it's mostly winter weather with the wind blowing at like 18 miles per hour. It's just crazy to think about.
And it's like we never even thought about it before. Like near future, like we're going through these different weathers and, you know, essentially climate change, and it's hurting our environment. It's hurting our future. So I think that's very interesting and something that really needs to be talked about.
Going off of that, I just wanted to say that it's easy to get sick now because of the weather changing so frequently and never having like a consistent degree weather. So I just think that that's interesting.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about this before. Like, we don't know what to wear for these weathers, and we never know if we should bundle up or if we should get a little looser with our clothes, because it is getting a little hotter some days and cold some days. So it's just confusing. And not only that, I know a lot of people, especially like me, I have like eczema, so the weather really affects what happens to my skin. And the fact that I have to, you know, go through this motion of never knowing what to do, it's just like a hardship, definitely.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because those who are in power and who's like in charge of making rules and regulation about what we do in our daily lives, that is like affecting our climate, like daily pollution, using stuff like gas that's like really bad for our climate, that's like increasing carbon dioxide in our atmosphere and in the air that we breathe in. It's like not something that's really talked about, but it needs to be taken seriously, because it's affecting our daily lives.
For example, like right now, in my environmental class, we're learning how climate change affects our water and water scarcity and everything. And a lot of it has to do with just the fact that it's not able to be consumed by us or other organisms. So that could also affect us, because we don't know whether what's good to drink or not.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've thought about that a lot. Like, it's definitely affecting our crops and our like agriculture, obviously, and you know, like our organisms that we eat on a daily. And if they're not healthy due to the weather, then what are we gonna, you know, survive off of? And so yeah, I think that's very interesting.
There are many places that are impacted by climate change. Places like Louisiana, the rate at which the coastline is diminishing is about 34 square miles per year. And if it continues another 700 square miles, it will be lost in the next 40 years. This is due to climate change. This turn means 33 miles of land will be underwater by the year 2040, including several towns and Louisiana's largest city, especially New Orleans.
This is also happening in Florida. Climate change could also lead to displacement of low-income households. Annual study shows major problems could be coming for renters or low-income households. According to the Addressing Climate-Driven Displacement, a research report for the Leary Collins Institute at Florida State University, sea level rise may put Florida inland communities at risk. The study also states sea level rise is one of the most challenging climate change impacts.
Wow, this is very interesting because actually in environmental science class, we talked a little bit about this also, but we talked about the state of New York and how the sea levels are rising every like 1 or 2 inches every decade. And we think that's not a lot, but in a few, New York City will be drowning. And it's crazy to think that was such a big city. You wouldn't think that that would happen, but it is, it's happening. And a lot, and like just the increase in like rain and snow and all that, that's just increasing the sea level change. And like, it's definitely going to drown New York one day. And that's crazy to think about. And also just like also the fact that we live in Philly and like New York is so close to us. We don't think about it, but it really is. So one day I feel like all of America will be drowned at this point.
Yeah, I was just saying like one of the questions that looms is like, where is the money going to come from to combat climate change? Because in an article published on Means and Matters, it says that as a society, we need to raise about $4.13 trillion every year by 2030 in order to combat climate change. And I don't think we have that as a society.
And the crazy thing is, like, we probably do have that money, though. But, you know, corporations and everything that affects climate change and the people who actually are using all the economy's money is just, like, spending it on everything but to help us, like, save lives and save our communities, save our world. Like, they genuinely do not care. And it's crazy to think about.
And I want to add on, like, by 2050, further than 24 million children are projected to be undernourished because of the result of climate change.
Have you ever thought of like, just like one day seeing that there's water on our streets? Like, you know how scary that is? That is terrifying to me. Like, I don't know. That's probably one of my biggest fears. But what about y'all? Have you ever thought about it?
Like, have you guys ever watched that movie called Geostorm?
Yeah.
Like, I think it came back in, like, 2017, but that was, like, one of the scariest movies I've ever watched because it's something that can actually happen when we're, like, able to build something that can actually control the weather, and it just kind of, like, backfires on us. You know, it's just, like, something to think about.
And it's, like, I heard a date from, I think, what Umi was saying about Florida, like, or no, I think it was Othello, he said something about 2040, and that's crazy to me, like, that's literally 20 years, that is not far away, like, it's literally our future, that's literally our adulthood, like, that's crazy to think about.
And what we're doing is also impacting it, and maybe it will actually make it go at least a little bit more faster because of what we're putting inside of them. Ocean in our environment.
And it's not only affecting the ocean, it's also affecting the social and environmental determinants of health, like clean air, safe drinking water, sufficient food, and secure shelter.
And we use these resources. That's crazy. Like, I think we talked about in the beginning that just this is a lot, it's going to affect our like health and like our like what we eat and what we wear and what people are going to panic too. So it's just going to be a lot of like damage in society.
I also think it's crazy how it like had to get this far for like some people to realize that our like world is, our planet is like not doing well at all.
And it's like,
yeah, because sorry. Okay, it's just like climate change has always been an issue, but it wasn't really talked about until recent years. Because this is current. Like, this is something that's going to affect our future. And those who are in power and have the resources to able to stop this, it's not really focusing on the issue. And it's like, that's our generation that's going to be at risk.
It's also just really just, I guess, crazy to think about it, because my parents, they've actually been to the Maldives, and it's actually sinking. And I've always wanted to go, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not going to have enough money as a college student to pay for a Maldives trip. I'm going to have to wait until I'm like, what, at least 30 to like save all that money. But by the time I actually go, they said it's going to be gone in the next 10 years. So,
yeah, definitely. Like, and like, for me, I'm going to Sudan this summer, and that's like actually scary to me because it's actually like really, really hot, obviously. But the thing is, lately they've been getting like cold weather, and it's literally like north of Africa, obviously, but it's just like, it's usually in the hundreds, their weather in the summer. But like now it's like, this is usually their summertime, but it's cold over there, like genuinely. And I think I remember talking to one of my cousins, and they literally had snow the other day. And it's like, how does that even make any sense? Like, that's actually scary.
Also, like the trash that are in these countries, like, so when we actually burn the trash, and we burn them in certain places in Africa. So like in Ghana, they actually burn their trash and they just leave it there. So I'm pretty sure an animal is probably going to like try to eat it, or like the heat from all the trash is definitely going to like increase the climate change crisis.
Definitely. And like, that's how it is in Sudan too. Like, they burn their trash, and that doesn't only affect like the empire, the like atmosphere, it affects like obviously the animals around and the plants and the agriculture. Like, it affects everything, and the pollution in general is just bad.
Hey, I don't think you remember, but like, remember how we're talking chemistry on the side that like by burning trash, stuff like that, the smoke that actually goes back up in the air, and actually people are like inhaling it, which causes problem with their breathing and their health in general.
Yes, and then like that's just bringing it back to our like the health issues for us and how it's going to affect us in the future. And we're going to come out with these problems, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are our issues at the end of the day. So what do you guys think like could be solutions for these problems, and what do you guys think we should start doing?
Well, first, we should not burn trash, because that's also increasing the rate of many other problems that human beings could develop. So as asthma and different asthmatic type problems. And also smoking is also another problem that's also causing this climate change, because everybody's smoking on the cigarettes. And it's like, okay, well, when is it time to like stop? Just stop.
And it also has a lot to do with like educating people and letting them know like what's happening, how far it's gone, and stuff like that.
And also, we can like save energy at home. Like, much of our electricity and heat are like powered by coal, oil, and gas. So we can like use less energy by lowering our heating and cooling, switching to like LED light bulbs and energy efficient electric supplies. Washing your laundry with cold water, or hanging things to dry instead of using a dryer. That's how we can save energy at home.
And another thing is, we can use, reuse, reduce, and recycle. Like, buying paper plates is not that big of a deal. Like, just wash your dishes. Use products that can be reused, like buying a water bottle. Instead of double bagging your freaking grocery, just use one bag.
And like, I love how like companies like Target and like Walmart, like, I know it's law now that like they can't use like paper bags, but I love how they say if you bring a Target bag in, they give you like discount on like your items or whatever. And I thought that was very interesting. I think I heard that once in a news article, and that honestly surprised me, because like, it looks like they actually are pushing back on like our issues and, you know, climate change.
Going back to what Ruth also said about the water bottles, I actually have a water bottle myself. And now that I think about it, I just take a plastic water bottle and I just pour inside of a regular metal water bottle. And it's like, I guess kind of defeats the purpose, because you're supposed to just be getting it from like one source of water, but I'm getting it from plastic anyway. So
yeah, and also like it also depends on where you put that plastic too. So even if you do use your plastic bottle and put it into your regular or your actual like metal water bottle, it's just what you do with it. Like, make sure you recycle it and make sure it's going to the right place and make sure that, you know, you have everything together. You know, I always thought about, you know, opening up a club for like kids to like learn about climate change. I feel like it's not really enough that it's just in the curriculum, because I feel like a lot of students need to learn to take that extra mile to like learn about the like climate change and stuff like that. And I feel like that's not what we're being taught, and we're just like forced to learn, you get what I'm saying? Like, I think the best solution is just to show people that, you know, you gotta try your best to like work on like what's going on and your future and how it's gonna, you know, be impacted. Like, that's a big deal. And I feel like we also need to start like paying more attention to like the news and what they're saying about climate change and how they're feeling about climate change, because I feel like our biggest contender obviously is our corporations and big companies like Amazon and like just capitalism in general. Like, they're a huge effect on what's going on with climate change, and we need to just start paying more attention and just like fighting back against them. Like, I know in our generation a lot, like, we're very like looked down upon when we talk about climate change, because we're looked at as like tree huggers, or, you know, they just like insult you for caring about the environment. But really, this is like a big deal. Like, this is something that we need to start talking about, we need to start learning about, and a lot of students don't know. And I feel like we need to start opening that door up to the diversity in America, because we're the future at the end of the day, and we're the ones who are gonna have to go through all the like hardships that we have in this world, and we're gonna go through like drowning, basically. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, it is like scary at first when you think about it, but honestly, if we all pull our weight in and we actually do what we need to do, and we'll get it done. Like, honestly, like, we can start small. Obviously, we can talk about just what it is in general in the like club, and then we could talk about what we can do to actually make change and then do it. Because I feel like we always talk about, oh, this is about climate change and this is that and what it is, but we're never really taught to go out and actually do something for our environment and for our world and for, you know, just our benefit in general. So I think that's like the one thing that I want to focus on the most if we were to open a club up. And that would be honestly an experience and still a learning like place for us, even though I don't want to get into that when I grow up. There's probably students out there who, you know, want to actually do that as their career, and that would be beautiful. That would honestly like help us out so much.
Umi, what do you think about Philadelphia's climate change?
Philadelphia lies at the bottom of the 135-mile-long River's Best drainage system. Because of climate change, its storm water system needs to be handled bigger storms, more swollen with precipitation from not only the Schuylkill, but also a range of other waterways that all ultimately drain into the Delaware.
That's so crazy, because Pennsylvanians will be faced with worsened air quality later on and increased damage from flooding, agricultural losses, and expansion of diseases like Lyme disease due to the climate change.
Like Otello mentioned, the health effects of climate change include increased respiratory and cardiovascular disease, injuries and premature deaths related to extreme weather events, changes in the prevalence and geographical distribution of food and waterborne illnesses, and other infectious diseases and threats to mental health.
I want to add on, the rise in extreme climatic events induces population displacement, resulting in a greater number of vulnerable and risk populations of tuberculosis.
Today,
we talked about the effects of climate change and how it's affecting our world today. We ventured so far in from what it is to what's happening currently in our city and country. From burning fossil fuels to trashing the earth in general, it's a lot, I would admit. Florida, now we all know Florida. We love Florida, the weather, the things to do. But Florida will end up underwater as we know it if things aren't fixed. I still think it's crazy that people are still living there, not knowing when things there will no longer exist. Just like New York. New York is known for its earthquakes and tall buildings and busyness. So many people live there. I feel like every place has its own faults that need to be fixed from the effects of climate change. Temperatures are high, then low. It's never consistent. For me, I'm so used to wearing short sleeve shirts, tights, but it came to a point where I needed to put on sweatpants and a heavy coat and a long sleeve shirt because it was so cold. But when I get into school, the heater's on, and I'm hot again. Like we said earlier, this causes people to get sick, not knowing what to wear and when to wear it. It's important to be resourceful and take care of our planet. Just like a fellow said about him using his personal water bottle but still using a plastic one, we need to be conscious about what we're doing. I thought that was really interesting how he did have a water bottle. He was being resourceful and using a good water bottle he could use as many times as he wants, but he was still using a plastic one to pour the water in. And I just thought that was funny. Today, we came with not only facts, but opinions. I believe this is one of the most serious topics not talked enough about today. So many people don't believe climate change, ignore climate change, all of it. But the fact is, it's real, it's happening, and it needs to change. We are the future. And once our parents and whoever else are gone, it will be just us. We are the new generation. Everyone wants to do better than the generation before them. We want to do better than our parents. And I think this is something we need to bring into the light more and change. I think it's important to realize this is our world. And just like we take care of our body, we need to take care of our planet. We put water into our body. We feed our body. We make sure our body is not sick and right to do the things we need to do, to go out, to accomplish the things we need to accomplish. And just like with our world, we need to not litter and make sure we're not burning things, fossil fuels, for example, into the air, where it's not good at all. Join us next time where we talk about, is green energy useful? This is Amaya, Samira, Rostrasa, Umi, and Ophelia. Thank you.